In February 2011, Robonaut 2 became the first humanoid robot in space.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
The Space Shuttle Discovery, on its final mission, delivered a robot helper called Robonaut 2 to the International Space Station. The dexterous robot was developed by NASA and General Motors. The humanoid design would enable the robot to take over simple, repetitive, or especially dangerous tasks on station or on a mission. In 2014, the upper body robot was upgraded by adding two climbing manipulators, or legs. Unfortunately, the new legs triggered intermittent power failures and electrical shorts that prevented R2 from venturing outside the station as creators had hoped. Still, R2 continued to test ways that robots could assist astronauts in orbit for the next several years before returning to Johnson Space Center in 2018, where it was repaired but never had the chance to return to space. Now, Robonaut has been reunited with Space Shuttle Discovery. Both NASA artifacts are on exhibit at the Smithsonian's Stephen F. Udvar-Hazy Center in Northern Virginia. A fully operational R2 is displayed standing with arms and legs extended as it looks straight at Discovery's starboard side. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.